You're listening to the Build and Bloom podcast with host Jessica Whittaker, an educator of film and digital photography to beginners, both in workshops across the globe and online. Creator of the Build and Bloom group on Facebook, one of the largest and most engaged photography communities with over 60,000 members, and founder of nonprofit Sister Sister, a monthly networking group for young women in media. Jessica Whittaker cuts the fluff and will help you to grow your photography business with practical, actionable tips in every episode. If you're ready for a roadmap to a better personal and professional balance, then Build and Bloom podcast will help encourage, empower, and educate you to not only build your dream business, but sustain it. And now, here's your host, Jessica Whittaker.
This podcast episode is brought to you by my Business Basics class. I teach you the 8 essential steps to get your business legal and legit so you can watch it bloom. You'll learn the basics of what is an LLC and the first steps to opening one up, opening a business bank account, how to find an accountant, what is bookkeeping and how can you do it yourself to save some money, what contracts and legal documents to consider and where you can buy them, the starting point for saving for your retirement, how to find a financial advisor, and where to start looking for business insurance. When you avoid getting all these ducks in a row, you are risking getting sued, paying more in taxes, and missing out on turning your income into more money. Head to jessicawhittaker.co/businessbasics to enroll. Hey photographer, Jessica Whittaker here. Welcome to the Build and Bloom Photography Podcast. This is going to be a holy grail episode. We are talking product photography with the queen herself, Brittany Elise. We'll be covering how to start offering products such as albums and prints in your business, where to go to find labs and the product itself. Brittany is the perfect person to teach all about how to get started selling products. Her own studio is start to finish, from hair, makeup, and wardrobe styling to hanging the photos on the walls of her client's home. Let's get into it.
Brittany, I am so excited that you are on the Build and Bloom Photography Podcast. Will you introduce yourself to my audience?
I'm Brittany of Brittany Elise Photography and Brittany Elise Education. I am a photographer based in Tampa, Florida, and I specialize in maternity and newborn in young families. I've been in business now for 10 years and I am a full service photographer. So I help my clients literally from the moment they inquire, doing hair and makeup, wardrobe, to all the way to actually designing and installing custom framing into their home. And then as an educator, I teach photographers how to scale to multi-six figures with products and not their time.
First off, what's the benefit, Brittany, of offering prints and albums in your photography business? And at what point in your business should you start incorporating it if you're interested in doing so?
That's a great question. So the benefits of offering products is the same benefits of being in any sort of retail space. When you're selling something tangible, you're actually allowing the value of the product to do the work for you. Whereas when you're in a service-based business, you're trading time for money. Whereas when you're in a product-based business, you're letting that product do a significant amount of the work for you. And so by offering products in addition to our service, we're really able to remove the ceiling that happens for most photographers. You know, there's kind of a ceiling for digital files that people are willing to pay. And it's hard to break that ceiling unless you start to really get into kind of quote celebrity status type photography and really, really, really brand building and things like that. And so offering products allows you to remove that ceiling that happens with your digital files. You can totally start a business with the foundation that your mission is products. I did not build my business with that mission. So if you can imagine, I built an entire client base on a business of clients who wanted digital files. And then I reached that ceiling that we just talked about and realized that, like, I had to build an entirely new client base. Did I keep some of my clients? Absolutely. I call those my like OG ride or die clients. They have been with me from the beginning. And I have a lot of them. But if you really think about it, I had to completely rebuild my business because I didn't start with the same foundation and like mission, so to speak. So there isn't necessarily a right or wrong way to do it. Just know that when you make a shift in your business model, you're gonna have to find new clients that want that new offering, and it can feel like starting from the ground up. So if you start your business off targeting the right clients, you're gonna build the right base from the get-go. It might feel like more work in the beginning because it's definitely has its learning curve over just offering digitals. But you're going to start out with a better foundation, so to speak, than if you were to try to switch years in. But there's nothing wrong with doing it either way.
I love that. So it's nothing that you have to first get experience selling digital products, get everything in a row with all your ducks in a row with your current business, and then phase into it. It sounds like if you want to do it, it's better to do it sooner rather than later.
100%. I wish that I had just started that way to begin with. But I just didn't know any better. I was like so new to the space, and everybody's selling digital files. So it seems like that's what you should do, right? You know, so often I'll speak to a client and they'll tell me they want digital files. And if you really ask somebody why they want digital files to share on social media, like to hoard them on a hard drive, like most people don't actually know what they're going to do with them. And so they actually don't like other than putting them on social media. And so, you know, to have all these files just like sitting and collecting digital dust can almost seem, you know, a little pointless when you're really putting that mission behind your work, that like deeper purpose behind your work. People will see that and they'll be attracted to that and want to hire you.
Now moving into an action step, how do you even find a place to print? Do you have to be in there doing it by hand and you're doing all the shipping? Yeah. Do something like Artifact Uprising? And then do you design the product and place the order for the client, or does the client do that? Let's just talk about somebody wants to start offering product. Where do they go?
There is a variety of labs in the show notes. Jessica's going to link my little black book of all the labs that I use and that I love. So there are a lot of professional labs. The first advice that I can give anyone getting into this is you need to work with a professional lab. You need to work with somebody who's working with photographers who understand file management, file sizing, print quality. They understand fine art paper. They're not selling just the basic stuff that anyone can go and get anywhere. It's so important for us to tap in to what's exclusive to us, because if you don't, then you're basically offering something that your client could just go and get themselves, which for a lot of people, if you are offering the exact same consumer labs, it can feel like, why are they paying so much more for something they could just go and get themselves, right? So you want to make sure that you're using professional labs that are exclusive to photographers. And every lab that's in my little black book, they do extensive research on people who apply for accounts, because they want to make sure that they maintain their all of their products exclusive to professional photographers. So they're going to make sure that you have a website, that you are legit, and that you're not just some person logging on trying to just get an album at wholesale pricing or a frame, you know. So definitely download my guide, and that'll give you all of my favorite labs.
A consumer lab would be something like Shutterfly,
Artifact Uprising. A lot of these companies have affiliate programs, but I'm going to tell you this right now, your commission is minuscule compared to what you can be making if you were working with a professional lab. I mean, it's almost laughable, the rate, the percentage that you're getting on the sale. It's like not worth your time. In contrast to if you were going to be working with a professional lab, the amount of revenue you could be generating by going that route. So several layers to that answer. But yeah, go pro, go to the pro labs.
So with the pro labs, your clients can't access it.
You have to have a business license, and then they'll actually go look to see that you are an operating photographer. They'll go look at your website or they'll go look at your Instagram to make sure that you're like legit and that you're actually a business.
Pricing is very so much, but when we talk about like, if you went through something like Artifact Uprising and you get like, you know, a $20 commission versus if you price an album at, you know, $1,000, $3,000, I guess if we can give a number so people can kind of even see the big picture of it.
Well, I can speak, probably the best way to speak to this in as a whole would be to speak to like margin or cost of goods is another way of looking at it. I never let my cost of goods to be more than 25%. I actually like for it to be under 20. It depends on the product, but my cost of goods will go as low as 2%. Okay. So for example, if I were to sell something that is to the client $100, I want it to cost me $25 or less. And that's a rule of thumb. That's a pretty standard rule of thumb. But like I said, the cost of goods is going to vary based on the type of product. And so like, for example, albums for me have the highest margin. I have the highest percentage of profit for those. And then of course, custom framing, because custom framing and how it's structured, it doesn't have as high of profit, but I never have that number go over 25. You obviously want there to be enough in it for you. And I don't mean to say that to sound like, I don't know, you know, like snobby about it, but like, let's just say you need a gallon of milk. Like, are you going to literally get in your car, drive into town, get out of your car, go into the store, get a thing of milk just to come home and make your coffee? Or would you be okay just like maybe having tea that day or something, you know, like that's not like going all the way to the grocery store for 1 gallon of milk is not worth your time. So you want to make sure that whatever you're selling something that costs enough for it to be worth your time. So for example, like in my business, the least expensive product you could buy from me is $475. And that's because I want my clients to hit a minimum in order for it to be worth my time, right? So you also want to make sure that I'll say that I have other products that cost less than that, but you have to qualify to purchase those. Like I don't want somebody to come and only buy a couple of loose prints because that's not really worth my time. But if you buy an album from me, absolutely, I'm happy to add on prints for you. So that would be a good example of that. You just want to make sure that whatever it is that you are going to sell, you still make it worth your time. And I think that's one of the biggest mistakes that photographers are making is they're like, oh, I'll just sell some prints and that'll be really easy. Well, prints aren't going to generate you big sales. They're going to generate you really kind of like dinky sales, you know, maybe a couple $100 here, you know, here and there. And that might seem nice, but imagine if you sold an album for $2,000 instead. You know what I'm saying? Like that's worth your time, right? So you just want to make sure that it's you're setting yourself up for success in what it is that you offer and how you offer it.
This podcast episode is brought to you by HoneyBook. HoneyBook is a client management program. You are able to have your client submit their inquiry form on your website and have this system automate the entire booking process. So once you get that client inquiry, they're popped at the top of your funnel and booked hands-free. So now instead of the cycle of responding to inquiries manually, answering the questions, following up with ghosted clients, you know the drill. This process should now take you 10 minutes because it is automated. So before before we get back to the episode, let's talk about getting paid. Another feature I love is that you can set up a payment schedule with your clients, and HoneyBook will automatically remind them that the payment is almost done and it will invoice them. I love that you could set up various payment schedules with your clients. You can break it down by percentage, exact amount, and HoneyBook will do all the math for you. It will automatically remind them when payments are due or about to be due, and it will invoice them. So there's no more back and forth for you trying to track down that final payment. You can head to jessicawhitaker.co/honeybook to snag a free trial with no credit card required to set up. And if you love it, you'll get 50% off your first year. That's jessicawhitaker.co/honeybook.
If someone is now like, okay, I want to start offering products in my business, how do you have that conversation with clients? So do you have a sales call that happens before they book with you? Or do you just advertise it now on your website as a part of your package? And also a little bonus one, what if somebody already has a photo shoot booked, like wedding season is booked out for them for the summer, and they want to start offering albums or prints, products, whatever it might be for those clients? How do you have those conversations with people when you are looking to pivot?
Yeah. So first, the absolute first thing you need to be doing in your business, if you want to be successful at product sales, is you need to normalize it in your business. If this is something that you want and you want to be successful at, it can't be just like some side offering. You know, you want to, if you really want this to become what your business is truly making profit on, then it needs to truly be at the forefront of your business. So that means that, like, hey, when you go onto your website, if you plan to sell albums with your wedding packages, you should have albums on your website. You should talk about albums. You should have brides and grooms in your social media feed looking at albums. If that's what you want as an end result from for your client, it needs to be being said from the minute they get on your page, before they ever even inquire. Now, of course, when they inquire, it's so important for our customers and our clients to connect to a purpose. You probably heard that saying, people don't buy the what, they buy the why, right? And that's a huge thing. Like, so what is your mission? And like, why are you called to bring products into your business? And what is that mission for delivering that? And that's so, so, so important of being able to really draw the right client in to begin with, is that brand being built on a purpose of that tangible aspect. So that has to be sprinkled in throughout the process. You can't just get to the end and be like, hi, would you like an album? Because they're going to be like, what? You sell albums? I had no idea, you know? Whereas if you literally get on your website and it's one of the first things a potential client sees, they're not going to be surprised when they get all the way to the end and you're saying, hey, you guys really need this album of your wedding.
So it's kind of like, instead of just having it be, let's say somebody uses Pick Time, which is where you can integrate a shop. And that's a great, great tool. And that's a great way to be able to start. But it's like, it's not enough just to only talk about it at the very end when you deliver the images.
I know there's a lot of platforms out there like that. And even my digital gallery hosting software has integrations like that. And I know that it seems appealing.
Tell us what's your thoughts on programs?
I don't want to hate on it, because I do understand that there are people who don't have the time to sit down and design an album and don't have the interest or have the desire, you know, and that's okay. That's okay. But I have a really deep, like, rooted purpose in the products that I deliver. And I actually feel tremendous fulfillment by coming alongside my clients in helping them do that. And then I also, like, it also benefits my bank account a lot, you know? So it's twofold, right? Like, it's personally fulfilling, but it's also from the aspects of financially fulfilling too. And the problem with these galleries is a lot of times people are like, they'll go in this direction of like, I want to offer these products, but they'll just get some dinky print sales here and there. And the piece of that that's missing is the handholding, because the difference of sending your client a digital gallery that has an online store is no different than sending your client a digital download where they just go upload it to Shutterfly and pick something. They still have to go through the process of picking something. And I find that so often, like, people come to me because they just want a professional to tell them what's going to look good. They just want a professional that helps them pick the best photo. They don't even know what is a good photo. Like, what is a good photo to frame? Like, what finds a frame, like a wall-worthy photo, you know? And they just want somebody to, like, literally come alongside them and show them what that looks like. And as much as these apps can digitally generate your image into a frame, it's not going to help them choose the photo. You shot that event or that session. You know that client and that family in the moments that were most sentimental, that no gallery software is ever going to help your client make that decision. And so that's really what clients are investing in, is you as the professional helping guide them to making those decisions on which images go to print and where it's going to go, you know? That's like my personal things. I think it's a great step in the direction of getting products, but I don't think you're ever going to hit the figures that I hit as a business relying on that. It's like, if you can imagine going to like a bridal boutique and like walking in and you just kind of peruse the store and, you know, you pull a couple of dresses to try on versus somebody who comes in and asks you a lot of questions like, what's your personal style? How do you feel about lace? How do you feel about pearls? Do you want to wear pure white or would you like to wear ivory or champagne? Let me show you you don't know what champagne looks like? Let me show you a champagne gown. And somebody who comes alongside you and before you know it, you're like, oh my God, I love lace. I didn't think I would. And oh my God, I don't want a pure white dress. I never would have thought this, right? And all of a sudden, you're seeing so much value in this service of them coming alongside you. And you're feeling so much like reassurance and like confidence in your decision-making process. And that exact same thing happens when you're doing this in-person process, whether that be like on Zoom or however you want to facilitate that versus literally just sending them their gallery and saying, hope you can figure out this, the shop front, the storefront. You know what I mean? It's like sending a bride into a bridal boutique, like it's Nordstrom's, like, not, you know, like it's just, you know, it's a completely, completely different experience. And that's why I'm able to charge what I charge for the products I sell, is because of my experience and my knowledge and my ability to have the patience to come alongside them and ask them these really important questions to narrow in on the really, really good photos. And that is a huge value.
For those listening, there's so many things that you can offer when it comes to prints on the walls, whether that's a gallery wall. There's all these design choices that you need to make in order to make those different layouts make sense. And it can be even more overwhelming to a client to make those kind of choices. But you, as an artist, you have honed in on the skills to make the choices about what's going to look best, even if you've never done this before, because of how you already shoot, right? And how you lay out your images on your blog and present them, and even when you're culling. And so just for a client who might not have that, it's going to eliminate so much stress. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, they're not even going to place an order on the shop for those kind of layouts.
They just can't even make a decision. They don't even know like where to go with it all. And 100%. So you're helping them to make that decision. And then what I find to be so incredible about this process is that when my clients come through this experience and they get to the other side of it, I know that they step back and they're like, I can't imagine ever doing this without Brittany. Like, how would I ever, like, if I literally, I'll have clients that have been to all these talented photographers and they've had these amazing photos and they have nothing to show for it because nobody's ever helped them, you know, get these photos printed. And then when people come to me, they're like, I would never not come to you again because the thought of trying to figure out how these photos will ever see the light of day just wouldn't exist without you. Like it's like that is the gold for them. And so it does also create this incredible client loyalty, and it truly creates people who become huge evangelists for your business because they are like, their photos like have meaning and their photos have purpose beyond just their social media. And so when, and they take like pride in like their home on a different level and they want people to see these images and these huge milestones in their life that become literally the art in their home, you know? And so it just has so much fulfillment in so many different ways beyond just the little things we're talking about here.
This episode of the Build and Bloom podcast is brought to you by ContractEista, my favorite resource for lawyer-drafted photography contracts. Head to jessicawhitaker.co/photography contracts and use the code BUILDBLOOM15 at checkout for 15% off lawyer-drafted legal documents. ContractEista is your one-stop shop for attorney-drafted legal documents for entrepreneurs. Actually, not only are they attorney-drafted by a business and intellectual property attorney, but they're also peer-reviewed by attorneys with over 30 years of experience in contract drafting for multinational corporations. Anyways, ContractEista actually has bundles specific for photographers that cover portrait photography contracts, wedding photography contracts, plus some legal disclosures that you have to put on your website. Just like you have to have car insurance to drive a car, you have to have attorney-drafted contracts for your clients and websites to run a business. Head to jessicawhitaker.co/photography contracts. Contracts and protect yourself from that just in case. And you can use the code BUILDBLOOM15 at checkout for 15% off. That's jessicawhitaker.co/photography contracts.
Let's finish off the episode by talking about the different pricing structures for offering products. And also too, I'm curious how you would advise people to incorporate digital as well.
Obviously, you have what's referred to as the shoot and burn model, which is like digital download, where you just share. You shoot it, you edit it, you put it in a gallery, you send it to them. And then the step up from that would be like shoot and burn with add-on product, where you are, you know, sitting, you're sending off a gallery, and in that gallery, like they can add on some prints. Maybe they can add on a frame, depending on how extensive you can build out an online shop. But it typically doesn't result in big sales because, again, you're not handholding in that process.
So that's what we just talked about how PicTime, all these platforms, that is that.
Yep. And that's great if you are like maybe just wanting some extra cash, but like you're not looking to really level up your game, you know, is it going to get you maybe a couple thousand dollars here and there? Sure. But, my business, last year did just shy of 7 figures. So if you want to be able to be hitting multi 6 figures, like my students do, you gotta do some handholding. You gotta be up a level from that. Now I hit my first multi 6 figure, when I did collections. So that would be the next step up, is doing collections, which basically in a collection structure, you're offering some form of product within each package, which isn't a bad model. Like I was super profitable that way. It took a lot of the guesswork out of, you know, like how am I going to custom design and how am I going to sell? And, you know, that is such a good stepping stone. For people who want to get into products, want to remove the ceiling, but don't want to overly complicate the water, you know? So collections are great, but you will only sell your biggest collection. And that's the unfortunate part of collections. So if your biggest collection is $5,000 and you're only going to shoot 2 sessions a month, well, you're only ever going to make $10,000 a month. And that's if you sell your biggest collection, right? So that's the downside to that. And there's pros and cons in everything, right? So what I teach is an a la carte model. And what I call my model is a value-based a la carte model. And what that means is my clients are actually not required to purchase anything from me. They only purchase what they want. So if they want to come in and only purchase frames, great. If they want to come in and purchase an album and 2 frames or an album and 10 frames, they literally, it's like, have it your way. You can literally have whatever you want, as much or as little as you want. And then my digital images are offered within that as well. And so I incentivize my digital images through my artwork. And that's why I call it a value-based, because I allow the client to invest in what they value, not what I chose for them to value, but what they chose to value. And that's where you really remove the ceiling. I had somebody come in who bought 15 frames from me, you know, and I literally decorated her whole house. I think the only room I didn't touch was the master bedroom. And so, you know, that was absolutely incredible. And that's what she wanted. She wanted to make her house feel like a home. And so you're really allowing your clients to determine, and you're like removing that ceiling that can happen with a lot of packages. And so that does have a little bit more work. It has a little bit more handholding. It has a lot more design aspect. But I literally progress through everything we just mentioned to get to where I am today. So just know I've literally done every single one of those models within my business.
Do you, with the a la carte, do you still charge some kind of shooting fee? Because you do, yes, with your studio, I know there's hair, makeup, and wardrobe that's, yep, involved. So yep, there's a base fee. Is that what it would be called? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I call it a session fee. However, some people call it a commission fee, or a creative fee is another way you can phrase it. But essentially, this is a fee that is going to cover your time and expenses so that if, gosh forbid, the client doesn't buy anything, at least you're not in the red. Okay. So you're essentially like breaking even, or maybe making like a couple hundred dollars on that or whatnot. And it also is a fee that's high enough to make sure that the client shows up and that the client takes this process seriously. Because if the fee is like $25 and, you know, let's say somebody decides that they don't feel great that day, well, they might just cancel on you and you just lost a lot of potential money, right? So you want that fee to be high enough that the client has some skin in the game, but also too that you aren't at a loss either, if that makes sense.
Would the fee be like, if my package was $600 and I just do shoot and burn, should that kind of be the fee or should it be lower? It depends, I know, for everybody, but like just so people have an idea.
So obviously if you're working in like an all-inclusive model, some people require like 50% is equivalent to their session fee. And a lot of people make that session fee or that non-refundable, meaning, mm-hmm, like, hey, if it's $600, I want $300. And if you don't show up, I'm keeping that $300, you know? And that's to protect you as a business. Yeah. But it also protects them too, because my clients, when they pay their session fee, they're now guaranteed a date. I have gone through the process of booking a hair and makeup team for them. I've scheduled my stylist to meet with them. So like that money that they're putting forward is going to really good use for them too.
Yeah.
And it's like a two-way street there, right? So I think session fees have to be, you have to find that like or that, you know, you have to find that fee to be a balance between enough for the client to show up mm-hmm. and enough for you to feel good if they didn't.
This episode of the Build in Blue podcast is brought to you by a tool that's cut my photography workflow in half without cutting into half my software budget. Like most photographers, I use the blog feature on my website to upload galleries. Narrative is a software that you download onto your computer that cuts down the time it takes to build out blog posts from 1 hour to 10 minutes. Narrative works on almost all website platforms, Squarespace, Wix, Weebly, WordPress, the list goes on. There are so many bonus features to Narrative, including a Lightroom plugin, SEO integration, adding text in the blog post, cropping within the program, which means no more back and forth with Lightroom. Oh, and it also uploads all your images as individual files, so it's not one big collage, meaning that it's Pinterest friendly. I know what you're thinking, this seems like a miracle, but how much does it cost? With Narrative, there are three package options starting at just $6 a month. And heads up, right now the program is only available for iOS, meaning Mac users. Go to jessicawhitaker.co/blog tool. You can also check out the description of this podcast episode, the show notes down below. I'll link it as well. That's jessicawhitaker.co/blog tool.
All of this is gold, Brittany. And I feel like we've been able to decode the people who have been asking on Facebook, anyone who's interested in selling products. This is kind of like unveiled what it can be, how easy it can be in a way, but also that I know there's a lot of other in between things. And obviously I asked some questions that I thought of, but I'm sure there's dozens more that people are like, oh, wait, what about this, this, and this, these different factors. So I know that you offer coaching. So can you talk to us? First off, you guys remember that Brittany has that freebie down below. That's all of her favorite print labs and the professional labs that you need or your business license to get into. So that will be linked down in the show notes below. But let's talk a bit about your coaching for anybody who is interested in your education in general.
I do offer coaching. I have a group coaching mastermind. It's called Leveraging to Luxury. And basically, I teach you the entire framework to build a multi-six-figure business that is focused on products. So I teach everything from how to run your numbers and how to understand the correlation between your products and your digital images and how those two work in conjunction with each other, how to be profitable with those numbers. I teach you how to build a client experience that guarantees results with products. And I also teach you the entire sales room too. So how to talk about your products, how to design and really get your clients seeing the value of what it is that you what you're offering them. I teach you even how to respond to like the objections that happen with clients, which is huge, 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 huge. So really teaching this all encompassing. And what I teach, like I said, it's a value-based model. And I've coached portrait photographers. I've coached wedding photographers, boudoir, seniors, maternity, newborn. It's literally a model that can be adapted into any business. But the most important thing for people who choose me as a coach is that they have a service-driven heart. They literally believe that they are serving their clients and that they're not selling. I don't teach you how to sell. I teach you how to serve. And that's so key to, I think, truly being successful at this, is that you believe in a purpose for your photography that isn't just digital images. If you are somebody who feels a sense of letdown when you send a digital image to your client and you feel like, man, I just dumped so much work on my client, they'll never have a wedding album, or that baby will probably never see those photos. You know, that feels like a letdown to you. That is a sign that you have a service-driven heart. You have a heart called to serve people fully. And that my program would be amazing for you. And then, of course, you need to be ready to do the work. And that's just with any coaching program, whether it's mine or somebody else's, you got to be ready to go do the work and to really transform your business and put in the time to get the results. So it's not a plug and play. Certainly, do I teach you foundational concepts? Absolutely, but you have to actually go do it too. So I do have a free community. It's called the Coaching Collective on Facebook. And it is a community of service-hearted photographers that have a focus on products, which is a great resource if you just want to go ask questions and you're just, you know, you don't really quite know where to start, or you want to feel inspiration from people who maybe have been on this path a lot longer than you. It's a really great place too. And the other thing I want to mention is I am the co-founder of the Photographer's Framer. So if anybody here is looking for custom framing, fine art printing, you really want beautiful stuff, whether it be for yourself. Maybe you're like, I'm not ready to offer products, but I really want to frame my own photos. And you want high quality conservation grade, fine art printing, custom framing. The Photographer's Framer is a wholesale fine art print lab and custom framer exclusive to photographers. And I helped co-found their company. And I help curate, along with all of my coaching students, we curate their collection. So it's literally built by photographers, which is really cool because everything that you could ever want from a creative aspect when it comes to custom framing, they're doing. And so, yeah, definitely check it out.
So could somebody even just, I mean, not skip the labs that you've suggested, but could they just go to a Photographer's Framer?
Yeah, but if you do download my my freebie, I even tell you my exact specs of what I order from every lab I use.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
I go into what album specifically, because you know album companies have several different types of albums within their company. And yeah, the Photographer's Framer has several different types of frames and moldings and mattings and acrylics and things like that. I tell you the ones that I offer, the paper I use, all the specs. So if you want like the, not just the black book, but like the cheat sheet,
yeah,
it's all there.
Amazing. So all that will be linked down below for you guys in the show notes. And also, where can they find you over on Instagram?
Yeah. So you can find me at Brittany Elise Photography. And then I also have a Brittany Elise Education handle as well.
Okay. Incredible, Brittany. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me, Jessica.
Thanks for listening to the Build and Bloom podcast. If you love the show, leave us a review on iTunes to keep it running. This also helps other photographers to find this free resource. Looking for more? Join over 60,000 photographers in the Build and Bloom Facebook group. Just search for Build and Bloom in Facebook groups to join in the encouraging and empowering community. You can also find Jessica's tutorials and tools on YouTube and Instagram at Jessica Whittaker, and show notes and further resources on her website, jessicawhittaker.co. Thanks for spending time here. Catch you in the next episode.